Okay, ladies, we are back to Judaism, which means that we are back to learning Gemara, which, as we know, is basically the be-all and end-all of Judaism. We should start from the sugya here on Lamed Vav Amid Beis, that the Gemara returns to something that was mentioned on Amr Aleph, Gufa, Amr Bali, Amr Vimi, Nuta, Mishmei, Derav, Pitan, Vishmanon, Yenan, Ubno, Sehen, Kulon Mishmona Osar Davarhein. That these four things, bread, shemen, bread, oil, wine, and intermarriage, are all Shmona Osar Davar. Shmona Osar Davar, of course, is what? What are the Yud Ches Davar? That we pass like Peshamai over Beisilo. Once upon a time, the Shammaiites decided to lock all the Hillelites out of the Beis Medrash, and they got these 18 things through, and all of these things basically are Shmona Asar Davar. So the Gemara asks, Binosehen Maihi. What does it mean, Binosehen? What is the, when we talk about that daughters are Asar, what is that talking about? Now, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that we're asking just a factual question. Binosehen Maihi. The Ravid, however, this is actually when I was in Israel, I bought myself the Ravid, came out on Avodah Zarah, was just reprinted. It hadn't been in print for a long time, so I bought myself a Ravid on Avodah Zarah. So the Ravid on Avodah Zarah has Binosehen Maihi in the sense of that it's a kasha. Meaning, what do you mean that Binosehen is Shmona Asar Davar? I, Binosehen, is an Issur D'oraisa, he asks, of Los Hischatein, which is really what the Gemara will talk about in a few lines from now. By the way, I should point out that what we will do with this Gemara is we will learn the Gemara, and we will focus on three sugyas that emerge in this Gemara. Sugya 1 is the sugya of Yayin. Sugya 2 is going to be the sugya of intermarriage, and sugya 3 is the sugya of yichud. There are three sugyas that come up, right, tucked away in this Gemara that we will try to flesh out between today and Wednesday. So, Frekta Gemara, what's the nature of the Isser Binosehen? And the Pashtus in the Gemara is that there is a machlokas. Shita 1 in the Gemara is that Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Gazra Binosehen Nidos Me Arusasan. That they decided, they made a gezeira that all goyim are considered nidos. Right? Now this apparently is a deterrent, no? This is a deterrent that there was a thing going on that men would sleep with non-Jewish women, and in order to deter that from happening, they'd say, oh, all non-Jewish women have the halacha of nidos, right? Min ha-toira, medam nida of a nachris is not metame. So min ha-Torah, she's not Tamei Anida, but people would be scared of Nida, so once they said that Midrabanan, she has a din of Nida, apparently this would deter it.
It's not like a status you can get out of with mikvah.
So it's not a status you get out of with mikvah, it is a definitional status, right? Mishum Nashka, Mishum Nashka, as the Gemara is going to have later on, that by definition, Nachris have the dinim of needles. You should know, unfortunately, this is a thing that still goes on in the world, in certain communities, that there's a thing that young men will say expressions like, they don't use nice expressions about Nachrios, but they say that Nachrios are for play. There is a thing, Mindy's father could probably confirm this as much as I can, but it is not at all uncommon that guys beyond a certain age engage in this sort of behavior. I guess they never learned Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vav, right? Or it no longer works as a deterrent. But the simple meaning of this Gemara is that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak is saying that's a gezeira on nidos mishum Gezera on Nachrios Mishum Nidos, a regozer that's Nidos Me Arusasan. Gneva Mishum Mishmei Derav says Kulu Mishum Avodah Zarah Gazru Bahen. Right? Gneva says a different reason, Lachaora, which is that Binosehen is Asar Atu.
He thought they stole from Rav.
Yes.
Oh.
I don't know.
Now, so Geneva is an individual who the Gemara in the sixth parak of Gittin speaks about how Geneva was Yotze B'Kolar Heva. Once upon a time, he was going out in chains, and he said, Kisvu get le'ishti, right? And there's a whole discussion about whether you correct the get or not. He's a figure. The Bali HaTosis deal, like, there's a few sugyas in Gittin about Geneva. If you would do a Bar Ilan search, he's like a real person. He's a real Amora. Interesting fellow. So Geneva says that the Isser is Mishum Avodah Zarah. Now the Pashtus over here is that these two opinions are disagreeing. Opinion one is saying that Binosehen means Nida. Opinion two says Binosehen means Mishum Avodah Zarah. It happens that among the Rishonim, there's a Tosis in Shabbos on Tes Zayin, and there's a Ravid over here who say that Geneva Mishmei Derav Amar Bionami Gezerah Haisa Kin Mefash V'Azol. In other words, that Geneva is saying not only is there a Gezerah of Nidos, but they also made a Gezerah Atu the Bia because of Avodah Zarah. In other words, that he's agreeing with the first Shita. The Rashash over here makes a big deal about this, but it's not so important for our focus. So there is a machlokas, or that's the simple meaning of the Gemara. What does binosehen mean? Does binosehen mean that all nachrios have the din of nidos? Or does it mean that there is some iser on a nachris atu avodah zarah? Right? And then the Gemara says, d'chiyosa rav acha bar adam rev yitzchak gazra piton mishum shmanon. They said that the Gezerah of Pas Akum was because of Shemen. So the Gemara asks, "My ome to Shemen mi Pas? What do you mean? Pas is Usar Atu Shemen. Why is Shemen great, better than Pas?" Now this Gemara is actually very difficult based on something that we learned already. We are within the Shita of Rav. Say it louder.
I think Pas. Well, no, Shemen.
Why is Shemen Usser according to Rav?
Daniel.
Right? So the Gemara's question, my ome Shemen mi pas, is a very strange question within Rav. Because according to Rav, of course Shemen is greater than pas. Shemen is a gezerah of Daniel, no? And pas, right, Tosis pointed out on Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, we learned this Tosis, that although the Pasuk says Pas Bag Hamelech, but Pas does not mean bread in that Pasuk in Daniel, right? We saw that Tosis. So this line in the Gemara probably means as follows. It probably means, my ome shemen mi pas, in the sense of if you're worried about intermarriage, what's more likely to lead to intermarriage? Bread or shemen? Bread, for sure, right? Bread is for sure a greater lead into intermarriage. You have a meal, you could, right? That's what you do when you're on dates. You could end up, right? Even Tehillah knows this probably, right? That you go on dates, you have meals, you could end up getting married. Shemen is probably not something that you have that's as likely to lead to intermarriage. I think that's the Pashtus in the Gemara. The only reason why Pas was not asserted originally is because Pas is Chaye Adam. Right? Al Halechem Yechye Adam. Right? That's what we saw. The Ran had that Lashon. Other Rishonim had that. In other words, they couldn't asser Pas because you need Pas to live. But fundamentally, pas is more likely to lead to intermarriage than shemen. So the Gemara's kasha of my ome de shemen pas means after they made the gezerah of pas, which one is more likely? No? Of course, we could say historically shemen was asered before pas. But that doesn't mean that pas is not a more logical iser, right? Pas is this complicated thing. On the one hand, it's more likely to lead to intermarriage. On the other hand, it's so necessary for life that we don't want to answer it. So the Gemara asks, my omei de shemen mi pas, Ella, They made the gezerah on piton ushmanon mishum yeinon. Apparently, they were asher at the same time. Bread is usher because of yayin. Yayin is usher mishum b'nosehen. B'nosehen is usher mishum davar acher. Davar acher means what? Avodah zarah. And davar acher mishum davar acher. We don't know what that means yet. Great. So the Gemara is saying that the iser of yayin of goyim is usher. Why? Intermarriage. No? That's the Gemara. Yeinam shel nachrim is usher because of intermarriage. Pita nishmanam mishum yeinam. Yeinam mishum b'noseihen. Right? And b'noseihen mishum avodazara. What's the problem here? So the Ramban in his Chidushim asks, first of all, this sounds like classical gezeira l'gezeira. No? Don't we have a rule throughout Shas that we don't make double gezeiras? Rav Shechter always says this over, that you can't make a gezeira l'gezeira because the Chachamim, rabbis, have limited authority. And the limited authority of rabbis is that you can only make a gezeira if there's a tzorech gadol. If there's a real serious need, only then can you make a gezeira. If it's not a tzorech gadol, you can't make a gezeira. A gezeira l'gezeira, by definition, seems not to be a tzorech gadol. Right? What's the need? Right? It's too... Right? This is another English word that sounds Yiddish. It's too far-fetched. No? It's pashut. Right? How can you answer it? So far away. So how can we answer pita nushmana misham yeinon yeinon misham b'nai sehen? That sounds like gezeira legezeira. So you're looking at the Chidushei HaRamban here on this staff. I probably should have put this on the Makoros, but I didn't. The Ramban on the staff basically says, you know what? That when it comes to these Isurim of intermarriage, the Torah allows us to make Gezerah L'Gezerahs. This rule that you can't make a Gezerah L'Gezerah is not a categorical rule. There are exceptions. Isurim of intermarriage are exceptions to the Gezerah L'Gezerah rule. Well, I always thought that the pshat might be something as follows. There's so many dinim in the Torah to intermarriage, no? Or intermarriage is also because it's going to lead to avodah zarah, right? And the Torah speaks about, we don't really want you to intermarry ki yosir es bincha me'acharai, no? If you'll intermarry, so then the children will end up leaving the Rabbona Shalom. The Torah speaks about these Isurim time and time again in very harsh terms. Anyone who says that Judaism is nice and tolerant of everybody never learned Maseches Avodah Zarah, never learned these Isurim of intermarriage. No, we're not so tolerant. We want to maintain the distance. Chazal knew that the Torah is taking this Isur so seriously. Therefore, they felt we can make Isurim even in an ofen of Gezerah LeGezerah. I think that's what the Ramban is getting at. Because the Isur in the Torah is so serious, so severe, again, look at the Lashon HaRamban on your own and tell me if I'm right, but I think what the Ramban is saying is that this Isur is so severe, so the Torah says, you know what, you can make Gezerah LeGezerah. I thought a similar idea, not exactly the same, but a similar idea comes up when you learn Hilchos Nida, so you learn about the Harchakos, no? At a time that a woman's a nida, so there are isurim derabonon in order to prevent the couple from having bia. And the isurim derabonon end up being very far-fetched. No, I can't pass something to my wife. Not only can I not pass something to my wife, I can't throw something to her. Not only can I not pass something, I can't pass like the metaphorical 10-foot pole. Right? She can't pass it to me, I can't pass it to her. Those are all the harchakos of nida. Not all, those are some of them. And it seems to be a gezerah legezerah. So what's going on here? So I thought the pshat might be something along these lines. That the Torah understands that the Isser Nida is an Isser that you're likely to violate. And the Torah writes, O Isha beninas tumasa lo sikrivu. The Torah tells me, keep your distance. And once the Torah is telling me, keep your distance, what the Torah is basically saying is, you know what, Chevra, we realize that this is a serious thing. This is something that you're likely to violate. And this is something that, because you're likely to violate, we will give the rabbis license to make additional isurim, which is something that they don't usually have. The regular rules of gezeira le gezeira fall away because it's a serious thing. It's very similar, in my mind, to what the Ramban is saying over here. So far, so good? So now, Chevre, the Isser of, would anyone mind if I, like, by the way, Yishama is an ayin, right? But really is very good artwork. I hope you don't mind if I erase it, but I don't have, like, markers, so we have to use the old-fashioned chalkboard. And you can still see it says Zal Tov, which means something, right? But the basic idea is, this Gemara says that the Isser of Yayin, why is non-Jewish wine Usser? Because Binoseyan. Yena Mishon Binoseyan, Binoseyan Mishon Avodah Zara. Right? So, wine is Usser because of intermarriage, and intermarriage is Usser because of Avodah Zara. That is this Gemara, clearly Derabbanan. Clearly Derabbanan. Problem. Pitan and Shmanon is Usser Mishum Yenon. Is there an Isser Hana'ah on bread? Is there an Isser Hana'ah on oil when the Isser of oil applied? No. So the Bali HaTaisis ask Akasha, you could see this in Shabbos Daf Yud Zayin, you could see this earlier in the Masechta Daf Chav Tes, I think I assigned that Tosis. They ask Akasha, how come Pass is only Usser Ba'achila, right? Whereas Yayin is even Usser Ba'hana'a. That's the Kasha that the Bali HaTosis ask. Now, we could have said it is more far-fetched, right? Pita Nishmana Mishum Yena, Yena Mishum B'Noseihen. B'Noseihen Mishum Dabar Acher. Right? B'Noseihen is also Terabbanon in this Gemara. That's something that the Gemara will talk about in a few lines. But the Bali HaTosis are assuming that once something is an Isser Derabbanan, it doesn't matter if it's Derabbanan because of one jump or two jumps. And how come Yayin is Usser Bahana'a, and this is Usser, and Pas and Shemen is Usser Ba'achila? Moreover, the Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis tells us that why is Yayin Usser? What did the Gemara say in Chavtes Amid Beis? Adina? Because of Zibchei Mesim, in other words, say back, say more.
Since it has to be like
Avodah Zara,
since
it's Avodah Zara, Yayin Min Nalan, the Gemara says, and the Gemara learns from a pasuk, Asher Chaylev Zivachemu Yalchelu, Yishtu Yein Nesicham, just like a carbon is Aser Bahana, Yayin is also Aser Bahana. It sounds D'Iraisa, right? We're learning from a pasuk that Yayin is Aser Behana'a, and it's also because of Asher Chelo Zvachemu. And the Rishonim on Chavtes are bothered by the Kasha. How come we're asking, how do you know, or what's the source that Yayin is Asher Behana'a? Direct the Balei HaTaisis, of course it's Asher Mishom Benosehen, no? Our Gemara says Yayin, right? Lamed Vav says Yayin is Asher Mishom Benosehen. Chavtes says Yayin is Asher Deoraisa, because of Chelev, Zivachemo, etc. So the Rishonim are bothered by this Kasha. So the Bali HaTosvis say something on Chavtes, but it's hard to know what they say. And the Bali HaTosvis elsewhere say something a little different. And I think if we think about this conceptually, we could come up with a few different mahalchim in the nature of the Isser of Yayin. Did anyone finish the Tosis on Chavtes? Ms. Cohen.
Okay.
So do you prefer Miss or Ms?
I've never been asked that question, so I don't know. I've never
Oh, gosh. That's like the first question you ask someone when you meet them, no?
No.
Maybe not. Okay.
Okay, so I think what Tosis was saying was that because of Yayin Nesach, which is like Yayin that's specifically used for Luzara. So he says the Gemara here is asking about Yayin Nesach, which is Avodah Zarah, and that like Stam Yinan that's being used for drinking is Usser because of Benotehen, but the Yayin here, which is Yayin Nesach, is Usser because of Avodah Zarah, and that's what the Gemara says.
So you're saying that the Gemara on Chavtes is speaking about wine that is actually poured for an idol?
That's what he seems to be saying.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Tosis on Chav Tes, on Mid-Bez, the top Tosis. V'yesh lomar. Vaday ikr gezera de stam yeno mishum benosem. By the way, stam yeno means wine that's owned by a guy. Wine that's touched by a guy, maga akum, is treated like stam yeno, but there are some details of halacha that are different between them. Zok Tosis. The ikr gezeras mishum benosehen, like we said on Lamed Vav, like we said in our Gemara. Mihu loha you osrim oso bahana'a mitam zeh midi deheva pitan ushmanam. Zok Taisvis. If it would be because of binosehen, they wouldn't say it's osr bahana'a. Binosehen would mean that, oh, it's osr mishum binosehen, and therefore you can't drink it. You can't eat it. Just like pas akum, you can't eat it. But it's not osr bahana'a. Ella of the rabbanon kiyayin nesach gomer shenis nasek lefnei avodah zara she'asem en atayra mishum de dummy lay val yayin nesach shayal atalmud minalon. Right? So Tosfos, you're right. Tosfos is saying that the Gemara in Chav Tes is talking about how do you know that yayin nesach is aser, but the hashlachot, the implications of yayin nesach being aser, is that since Yayin Nesach is Usr, so they also said that Stam Yenam is super duper Usr, that Stam Yenam is Usr even Bahana'a. The impression that you get from Tosfos is that there is, and I'll use these terms because I think this is Pshat in Tosfos, although I'm not convinced 100% this is Pshat. I would say that there is the, we'll call it like this. There is the Sivas HaGezeira and the Geder HaDin. When I talk about Yayin, there's the Sivas HaGezeira. Why did Chazal say Yayin is Usr? Answer? Binosehen. Right? The Geder HaDin. What is the nature of Yayin once it became Usr? Oh, we say once Yayin is Usr, it has the din of Yayin Nesach. It has the din of real wine that was libated. Is that, can you use it in the verb form? I don't know. Wine that was poured for Avodah Zarah. They said it's Usr b'shum b'nai sehen. But Mishum ben Osehen would not have created an Isser Hana'ah. Once they said it's Usser, they said, you know what? The Geder Hadin is going to be that it has the status of Yayin Nesach Mamish. Hi, Rachel.
So you don't at all think that Stam Yenam is Usser because of Yayin Nesach?
Stam Yenam is not Usr because of Yayin Nesach. Tosfos is not saying that. Tosfos is saying there is a thing called Yayin Nesach. That thing called Yayin Nesach is very different than Stam Yenam. But once they said Stam Yenam is Usr, so they gave it the rules and regulations of Yayin Nesach. Why did they do that? Well, it's not clear in Tosfos exactly why, but the Ran kind of fills it in. Again, I'm assuming that Tosfos and the Ran are somewhat similar. It's an assumption, and we could, you know, use our thumbs and kvetch that they're not exactly the same. Thumbs do not always kvetch, but whatever. But we could kvetch out of it. Nonetheless, I do think that there is strong room to assume that they are somewhat similar. Kayla. Stam Yenam is wine that's owned by a guy, and for our purposes, wine of a Jew that a guy touches, providing that the wine is not mevushal, no? Once the wine is mevushal, medina de gemar, it's not a problem. I should point out that Halacha Lameiser, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, argued that our yayin mevushal doesn't prevent the issue of maga akum, no? because our yayin mevushal doesn't affect the taste of the wine. Taisus in Ketzin Mevarchim assumes that yayin mevushal doesn't taste as good as regular wine. Rav Shlomo Zalman says it's not true. Then he writes in the footnote, Shamati mehamumchim ba'America, I heard from these great American experts that maybe yayin mevushal does not taste as good as other wine. It happens that most of the American manufactured wine is probably yayin mevushal. Not only when it says yayin mevushal on the bottle, even when it doesn't say yayin mevushal on the bottle, there are two ways to extract wine from grapes. You could basically put the grapes in your bathtub and do a dance and have grape juice come out, and then grape juice ferments over time, becomes wine. It's kind of a little bit gross. You should probably wash your tools before doing that, but that is one way of making wine. The other way of making wine, which gets the gets wine out in a quicker sort of way, is that you cook the grapes. And when you cook the grapes in order to make wine, the wine is a lousier wine in general. The better wines are just pressed. Most American wine is cooked in order to get the juice out of the grapes. According to many poskim, that makes it yayin mevushal right away. No? Rabbi Bleich once pointed this out. Actually, a few years ago, I pointed this out to Rabbi Bleich, that, and then Rabbi Bleich looked into it and found out that's actually correct. Then I get a call from Rebbetzin Bleich, and she says, I'm very upset with you. I'm like, why? She says, well, because my husband used to make kiddush on wine that I liked, and now that you told him that that wine is considered mevushal, the Rambam sheet is that you can't make kiddush on yayin mevushal, right? Because only wine that's right, l'naseh chagabe ha-mizbeach is kosher. So Rabbi Bleich started buying this wine from Chile, which is really not mevushal at all, and Rebbetzin Bleich said she doesn't like the way it tastes. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I can't help you with this one. But that's just...
Also,
if it's a situation that the guy didn't necessarily pour the wine, if it's a shayla, certainly, yeah, I would use this as a snifla hakel. Most cases that people are worried about, the concern is that the guy touched the bottle. The shach points out in Kuf Chaf Dalet, I think, that people make a mistake. They assume if a guy touches a bottle of wine, the wine becomes non-kosher. That's not true. It's only if the guy pours the wine and it leaves the bottle. No? If you just touch the wine, it should be okay. But were you ever bothered by this?
What? No, we actually have an
So Tehila's other grandfather once got a shayla of real yayin nesach, no? I think your grandfather was once at a conference in Rome, and someone gave him a bottle of wine, of libation wine. So that's the all-time record. What can we do? Yes?
Did we ever answer why, according to the Ram, the Chachamim made the jump to...
No, not yet.
Okay.
So what Tosfos is saying is that the Sibas HaGezer is because of Ben Osehen. The Geder Hadin is that it takes on the status of Yayin Nesach. Look in the Ram. Let's begin here. The Ran for me is on Tesam and Beis. It begins Gemara. Two lines into it, it says Ve'im Tomar. It's right after Kaparek Sivbei.
You can say that again.
What?
Say that
again. Tesam and Beis. Dapei Harif.
Yes.
The Ran, I have a big word Gemara. Two lines after the big word Gemara, it says Kaparek Sivbe, and right after that, it says Ve'im Tomar. You have that?
Yeah. So we're starting from Kaparek Sivbe?
It's right after Kaparek Sivbe. Kaparek Sivbe, the Ran writes, Kaper la'amcha shepodisa hilkuch aser bahana kikadshim. Kama, period, Ve'im Tomar, right? The word Ve'im Tomar is what we need. Ve'im Tomar. Right, the Ran asks the same kasha. That chav tes sounds like stam yeinam is aser because of yayin nesach. But lamed vav sounds like it's aser mishum benosehen yesh lomar. The ilav mishum lesa the yayin nesach mistaya la misrei b'shtiya mishum benosehen. Dumya de piton ushmanon. If not for the din of Yayin Nesach, it would only be usher b'shtia, like bread, like shemen. Aval kevan the yanshin is nasach v'aday osir b'hanoa. Hutzrachnu le'esar afstam yenam af b'hanoa. Af api shalom neser ela mishum b'nosehem. She'imlo hayinu osrin oso ki im b'shtia haroin sovrim lomar shemishum nisuch neser b'yavo lahatir af yayin nesach v'aday b'hanoa. Lefikach retzu lahashros yeno shalahem. Hey, what's the Ran saying? Yes, but more precisely, if yayin would only be aser b'shtia, people would think mistakenly that yayin is aser alts nisuch, and even so, it's only aser b'shtia. So even real yayin nesach is only aser b'shtia. So therefore, they were hishvas midosehem. Therefore, they leveled the playing field. And therefore, they said that Yayin is usur b'hana'a as well. Which I think means that the Sibas HaGezera is Mishum b'nosehen, but the Geder Hadin is out Yayin Nesach, no? They did not asur stam Yenam because it looks like Yayin Nesach, no? They asur stam Yenam because of intermarriage. Once they asked her to out intermarriage, they were confronted by a problem that people might think real Yayin Nesach is only Aser B'shtia. Therefore, they also gave it the geter of being Aser B'hana'ah. So how do you know that? Fine. Now, the Ran is then bothered by Rachelia.
I was going to say, at the end of the day, it kind of boils down to the same thing, though, no? Like,
the same as Taisus?
No, the Isurim boil down to the same thing. But Oseim is just a step towards Vodzara, and Anesach is an Isurim Vodzara. So, when you're saying...
So, I'll say it like this, okay? Yeshlach Kar, what about in a community where none of the Goyim actually pour wine for Avodah Zarah? Is the wine still going to be Usur Behana'ah? Let's say you live in a country where none of the Goyim worship Avodah Zarah by pouring wine. In your country, Madagascar, wherever it is, no one pours wine for Avodah Zarah. Is it still Aser? L'cha'ora, according to Taisvis, the din should be that it still is Aser B'hana'ah. Because Chazal made an Iser Mishum B'nosehen. And then they said that, you know what, the Geder Hadin, it follows the rules of Yayin Nesach, but it's not because they're going to be pouring it for Avodah Zarah. Right? Pouring for Avodah Zarah is not part of the reason for the Gezerah. So it still remains Aser, L'cha'ora, according to the Tosis and the Ran. I'm assuming the Tosis and the Ran is like the same. Eliana, is this reasonable to you so far?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Fine. Next.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, that's a little bit would be irrelevant if you want to say that Geder Isser in general becomes Nitzer Bretzen, right? Like, that's what we said by Chalov, that,
We entertained that idea, but you know what? When we'll see Rishonim over here now, we will see something very different,
okay.
Right? There's a Ravid on Lamed Ches. The Ravid on Lamed Ches writes, and you could see, by the way, if you look in the Rashban, the Teres Habayis, in Bayis Hey, Perek Aleph, they all have this idea that effectively there were two stages in the Gezerah. Stage one of the Gezerah is that Yayin was Aser Mishum B'nosehen. At stage one in the Gezerah, they said, you know what, Nisuch is Lo Shchiach. Right? Like the Ran over here continues, no? It's a Miut. They wouldn't make the Gezerah out the Miut. Who pours wine to Avodah Zarah? It's such a Miut, they wouldn't make a Gezerah out to that. And the Ramban adds that any wine that they poured to Avodah Zarah, they would never sell to you. So there's no reason to aser it. It's a chashash rachok. It's far-fetched. So therefore, they wouldn't aser in stage one, atu nisuch. However, the Ra'avad notes that stage two of Jewish history asered yayin mishum nisuch. They notice that there are more people who do nisuch than we originally thought, and they said, you know what? We have to aser yayin out nisuch also. What the Ra'avad is saying is there are two stages in history. And at stage one in history, in Hachanami, Yayin had the same din as Pas and Shemen. But stage two in history, they came along and they said, you know what? Yayin is really usur out Nisuch. And more people do Nisuch than we originally suggested. Look in Tosfos and Shabbos on Yud Zayin. It's a little Tosfos. I think the Divar Maskil is Yayin. This you should really look at. The Tosfos writes that the reason why Yayin is Osir Bahana'a, it's not the same as our Tosfos. Our Tosfos says Yayin is Osir Bahana'a because they'll confuse it with Yayin Nesach or something, no? Tosfos over there writes Yayin is Osir Bahana'a because sometimes they are Menasech Yayin from a far distance. You see, do you need the Getchka, the Eika, Navu Dezer, to be in front of you to make Yayin Nesach? Let's say I am at home in Washington Heights, and I'm thinking about my Getchka in Rome. Can I make Yayin Nesach that way? Can you make Yayin Nesach when you're far away? The Balei HaTosfos in Shabbos Yud Zayin say that the reason why Yayin is Osir Bahana'ah is because they are Menaseich from a very far area. They are far away, and they're being menaseh from there. That means that the Balei HaTosfos are assuming that it genuinely is a chashash of Nisuch. Again, Balei HaTosfos in Shabbos are different than the Balei HaTosfos in Avodah Zarah. They're different people, no? According to the Tosfos in Shabbos, what they're saying is it's really a chashash Nisuch, and that's why it is Osir Bahana'a. So the Ra'avad, with his two stages of history, and Tosfos and Shabbos and Yud Zayin, are saying that the Isser of Yayin Nesach, the Isser Hana'ah, happened later on when they realize that people are Menaseich, even Shalom Bifnei Avodah Zarah. Hello, Adina.
What does it mean to be Menaseich from far away? Like, you have a your wine that's sitting in your house in Rome.
I pour a glass of wine to my friend. And when I'm pouring the glass of wine, I am thinking about that icon in the beloved church of whatever. And that creates an Isser Hanav of Avodah Zarah. No? Isn't that unbelievable? I'm thinking. Look at the Tosin Shabbos Yud Zayin. Tosin Shabbos Mamish says that. I am thinking about the Getchka, right? May Eretz Rechoka. And that's enough to make it Aser. Now, effectively, what these other Rishonim are saying, right, we'll call them the Ra'avad and the Tosfos in Shabbos, what they are saying is that the Sibas HaGezerah is Avodah Zarah. They aser Yayin Nesach Atu Avodah Zarah. At first, they only aser the Alts B'nai Sehem. But later on in history, they realize, you know what? Those Goyim, they're really into Avodah Zarah. And one could argue that according to this, if you're in a country where the Goyim are not so devout, no? The Gemara has an expression that the Akum Shebechutz La'aretz Einam Ovdei Avodah Zarah, right? That the Goyim outside of Eretz Yisrael are not so devout. If you live in a country, I think America. Now, America's probably the type of country where Christianity means that you go shopping. That you have a tree, you go shopping. They're not particularly devout. There are some who are devout. But I'd assume that the vast majority of Americans, right, this is what they call American civil religion, right? They're not that devout. That's a reality. So if you're in a country where the goyim are not so devout, So is the wine going to be usher behana'a? Ayin Yeridaya Simen Kufchav Gimel. The Rambam writes that in our countries, we rely on those opinions that the wine of Goyim is not usher bahana'a, because our Goyim are not so devout. The Taz jumps up and down, spits wood and nickels, and says, my dear Rambam, what the heck are you talking about? Right? It's still usher bahana'a. The Rambam, by the way, says that you should only rely on this like b'di'eved, no? Let's say someone gives l'chatchila, right? We treat b'makom hefsed. We will rely on those shitas that the wine of goyim is not aser bahana'a. Let's say a guy owes you $100,000 and the guy pays you back with wine. That's makom hefsed, no? Makom hefsed. We rely on those shitas. It's not aser bahana'a. You could sell the wine. You can't drink it. You could sell it. That's what the Rambam says. The Taz says, no, even Malkum Hefzik, you can't. L'cha'ora, this machlekes harishonim is the trigger of that entire sugya. If you hold that Yayin Nesech is usser, that the geder is mishum benosein, they just tacked on an additional isser, so l'cha'ora, then the Taz is correct. I can't be meko in a country where they are not menasech. Because push comes to shove, nisuch is not necessary for the din. However, if I hold like the Raivin and like the Tosis and Shabbos on Yud Zayin, so then what I could say is, whoa. The whole reason why it's Asur B'Hanoah is because of some chashash nisuch. And if there's no chashash nisuch in your country, it's not going to be Asur B'Hanoah. Hello, Eliana.
Is it an issue only of like the wine being poured out of the bottle, or also like the wine being poured into the bottle? Because then, like, would it just be your country or the country where the wine is made?
So the wine poured into the bottle is a complicated sugya in the Nevov called nitzok. Whether nitzok is chibur or eno chibur, that's already advanced Talmud. The wine poured out of the bottle is certainly a problem. Right? The wine poured out of the bottle is certainly a problem. Poured into the bottle, whether the chibur to that wine of the goy is a problem. That's already that's a big discussion, and there's a machlekes harishonim how you paskin that sugya. That's already not so pashut. Yes, anyone else? I can't see anything without my glasses, so like that's why I put my glasses on. And I say yes. I have no idea what's going on without them. Okay, so far so good.
Yes.
Shkoyach. Okay, so if you're looking at the Chaf Gimel, you'll see this discussion. By the way, the continuation of this Ran is also very important. The Ran asks Akasha, if there is a Gezeira Atu Yayin Nesech, how come they had to Aser it out Binosehen? So the Ran answers that Yayin Nesech is a Miyot. The Ran quotes the Rashbam. It's a Miyot, and we wouldn't make the Gezeira Atu a Miyot. And the Ramban says that they couldn't Aser it out Yayin Nesech because any wine that the guy poured to Avodah Zarah, he would never sell to a Jew. In other words, Yayin Nesech is not the Sibas HaGezerah at all, according to the Ran. However, according to the Shita of the Ravid, and the Taisus on Yud Zayin, and the Rashb, and the Torah Habayis, it is the Sibas HaGezerah, and we presented a Nafgamina between, like, the Machlokas Ran and the Machlokas Ramah and Taz. Good? Let's go weiter. Binoisehen is intermarriage in a Sidoraisa or not? What does the Gemara say? Quick, tapas. What? For the Zionum, it's Doraisa, no? Moses Chatein Bum is written in the Torah that don't marry Keni, Frizi, Kadmoni, all of these people. Intermarriage by Zionum is Doraisa. Intermarriage by other nations is not Doraisa. Except for, according to? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar, right, is Darshin on time of the Krah. That's what Tosfos Divrei Maskil Ki points out. No, the Maharsha over here points out that this Tosfos Ki is like written as notes of different Balei HaTosfos. It's like two different Tosfos that are just pasted together. No, what Tosis is really getting at, at least from the midpoint on, right? Pirish Rashbam, Hachdu Reb Shimon, Lesa B'kula Tanoi, Elam Yishim D'Shamin Le Reb Shimon D'Darsh Taim Adekra, Imken Ki Yosei Akra Yoseiruhu, etc. Right? In other words, Reb Shimon is Darshin in Taim Adekra. Why should you not intermarry? Okay, this is actually one of the big questions that they ask in college campuses today. No, I hope in Stern College, this is not such a question. You should not intermarry because the only boys worth marrying go to YU. That's the basic answer. But, is that obvious? No? But on other campuses, it's a big question. Like, is it considered racist to not intermarry? That's a real question that students on campuses are grappling with. Okay, so Zion. But the Torah says intermarriage only in the context of Zion Ulos. Reb Shimon is Darshin on time of the crow. So Reb Shimon says, let's figure it out. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Torah says that you shouldn't intermarry, probably what HaKadosh Baruch Hu meant is that if you're going to intermarry, your children will not be religious. Ki yosir esbincha me'acharai. Right? In other words, even though you're a woman and you intermarry with a man, so your children halachically are Jewish, but your husband is going to bring your kids to church. And your husband is going to bring your kids to not observe Shabbos and Kashrus and not keep mitzvahs. And your children are going to leave the Ribbono Shel Olam. So therefore, don't intermarry. Now, Reb Shimon says, that reason is obvious. The Torah doesn't have to tell me things that are obvious, because I would figure it out on my own. Because I, Reb Shimon, am a Darshin on time of the crow. So the fact that the Torah nonetheless writes ki yosir espincha me'acharai, which is not necessary, that teaches me, says Reb Shimon, that those extra words are marbe all umos. That the iser d'oraisa of intermarriage, aliba de Reb Shimon, is on all nations. So is intermarriage an iser d'oraisa and iser d'rabbanon? According to the Tanna Kama, intermarriage is only d'oraisa on the Zayin umos, no? But according to Reb Shimon, intermarriage is d'oraisa on all nations. Tosis, by the way, on Daf Chaf in Avodah Zarah, spoke about this also, whether intermarriage is an issa d'oraisa or an issa d'rabbanon, and it depends on the machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim in our Gemara. So how should I paskin? If I have a machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim, how should you paskin? Like the Chachamim. Yochid v'rabim halacha k'rabim. Moreover, Reb Shimon is the Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the author of the Zohar. We never paskin like the Zohar is basically.
What?
I
mean, it appears that we do here.
So it appears that we do here. That's the problem. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Beis of Yisurei Bia, right? Shteitin Rambam. The Rambam writes that if you intermarry any nation, the Rambam writes, Echad Shiva Amamin, ve'echad kol ha'umos be'isr zeh. Zuck the Rambam that the Isser of intermarriage, if you marry, right, Yisrael Shabal Goya Mishar Ha'umos Derech Ishus, if you have relations with the Goya Derech Ishus through marriage, O Yisrael Shanival Al Goy Derech Ishus Hare Elu Lokin Min HaTorah. Shenemar lo sischatein bum, bitcha lo sitin levno, bitcha lo sikach levnecha, echad shiva amamin, echad kol ha'umos be'isr zeh. Zuck the Rambam that the iser d'oraisa of intermarriage applies to all nations. The Rambam is paskening like Reb Shimon. Comes along the tour in Evan Ha'ezer Simen Tes Zayin, and the tour asks, like, dear Rambam, what the heck are you talking about? It's a machlokas Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. You should paskin like the Chachamim. Moreover, right, the Torah asks Akasha. He says, the Gemara in Yevamis, that Taisus actually in Dibar Masel Dechsev quotes this Gemara in Yevamis. The Gemara in Yevamis says that the Isser of Los Ischatein is Begerusan HaKosav Medaber. The Isser is after they convert. According to the Rambam, that's not true. According to the Rambam, the issue is intermarriage. Intermarriage does not mean that you can't marry someone who converted, no? I think that's pretty obvious. Once they convert, it's not intermarriage. So The Torah has two kashas on the Rambam. Kasha one, how come you're paskening like Reb Shimon when you should paskin like the Chachamim? Kasha two, fret the Torah, is that the Gemara in Yevamah says that Lo Sischatein is talking about Begerusan HaKosa Medaber, not Begiyusan.
What does that mean?
In other words, that you cannot marry one of the Shiva Umos even after they convert to Yiddishkeit. If a Kanani converts to Yiddishkeit, now, you just hit on something big, which is the Avni Meluim's point. The Avni Meluim says, whoa, 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 go slowly. Go slowly. According to Reb Shimon, the Isser of intermarriage applies to all nations in the world. Im Timtza Leimar, that Isser would apply B'Gerusan, so then no one can marry a convert. Right? Is that simple mathematics? If all nations of the world, you can't marry all nations of the world, and you can tell me that Lysis because Kiyasir is extra. If you're going to tell me that Los Ischaten is B'Gerusan, so that would mean that you can't marry anybody. That's, right, that's inconceivable, right? It can't be. Not Shaykh. Look at the Kesef Mishnah over here, in Perek Yud Beis of Yisurei Biyah. The Kesef Mishnah basically tainos that the Rambam, based on other sugyas, the Rambam says, the Rambam paskins, based on other sugyas, that we hold like Reb Shimon. Even though usually we don't hold like Reb Shimon, there's a Gemara in Kiddushin on Samaches about patrilineal or matrilineal descent, no? Orthodox Jews believe in matrilineal descent, no? Judaism goes by the mother. Obvious. Well, not so obvious. It's actually a Machlokes HaTanoim there in Kiddushin Daf Samaches. And the Gemara says that the source of matrilineal descent is Ki Yosir Es Bincha Me'acharai. It's considered Bincha Habamin HaNachri Kari Bincha. Your child from a guy, you intermarry. You Jewish woman, Stern College student, you intermarry a guy, Bincha Habamin HaNachri Kari Bincha. It's still your kid. And that's because matrilineal descent. Now that Gemara says, Afilo Mikol HaUmos. And that Gemara says it without batting an eyelash. Zuck the Kesef Mishnah over here. Oh, you see from that Gemara in Kedusha and Daf Samaches that we really paskin like Reb Shimon, not like the Chachamim to Reb Shimon, and that's the source of the Rambam. In Shulchan Aruch Evan HaEzer, in Siman Tes Zayin, it's a Machlokas Mechaber and Ramah. The Mechaber holds that intermarriage is d'oraisa by all nations of the world, like the Rambam. The Ramah writes, Yesh Cholkin. Yesh Cholkin means the Torah. Yesh Cholkin means, do not say this over in my name, that for Ashkenazim, intermarriage is an Isser Dirabanan, unless it's one of the Shiva Umims. No? If you quote me as saying this, I will deny it. Hey? Okay?
But I think it's unrecorded.
Okay, fine, whatever. So, I'll deny it anyway. Hey? Right? But that's the point. Right? It's a Machlokes Mechaber and Ramah, no? Now, there are some problems with assuming that intermarriage is Dirabanan. Why does the Torah have to come up with a heter called Yefas Toar? You ever thought about this, Kasha? You go to war, and the din of Yefas Toar is not by the Zayin Umos, because Rashi al-HaTorah writes, by Zayin Umos, Ksiv Lo Sechaya Kol Neshama, no? So the din of Yefas Toar is not by Zayin Umos. The din of Yefas Toar is not by Zayin Umos. Why does the Torah have to have this whole complicated process, right? That you come into her, she comes into your house and she grows her nails long. Why do you need that whole din? Min HaTorah, you're allowed to marry her, no? What's the big deal? Right? The pasht is in the whole din of Yifas Toar is that the Torah is giving you a heter for something that would otherwise be usser, no? But if intermarriage is mutter min ha-Torah, unless it's Zayin Umos, why does the Torah need Yifas Toar? That's already a bomb kasha. That's already, right, Reb Chaim Oizer in the Achiezer asks this kasha. That's already serious stuff. For now, we'll leave it as a kasha. Hi, Rachel, how are you?
Hi. I'm confused as to why the matrilineal the situation related to it being only Zayin and Luz.
So the Gemara says that Ki Yosir is Bincha Me'acharai, that Bincha Min HaNachri is Karei Bincha, and the Gemara writes over there Beferish that this applies to all Umos in the world, not only to Zayin Umos. Right, so that line in the Gemara sounds like I paskin like Rib Shimon, and that's the proof for the Rambam that the Rambam paskins like Rib Shimon. Okay. So now, next time I want to go on in the Gemara. Maybe there is a bit of a problem over here, just if we have another minute. The problem is that the Kesef Mishnah Shtikl Torah is predicated on the fact that the Rambam really paskins like Rib Shimon. The problem is that the real sugya of Darshin and Taima Dekra, which is Machlokas Rav Shimon HaChachamim, Bavim Tzeya Kuf Tezvav, the Rambam tells me how he paskins over there, and you'll never guess. Like the Chachamim. And that's going to be a problem on this whole Shtikl Torah, and this is, maybe we'll discuss this next time. Okay, Chavra, so have a good day. Good night, whatever we're up to. Can I ask someone to just return this to the Beis Medrash?